The show you're now listening to is called Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And instead of these over-the-top string arrangements, we're going to go for something a little more brassy, a lot of horns in it, just a set of songs that I think slather on the trumpets and the trombones and whatever. I'm going to get started with a Beatles track called Savoy Truffle here on Ear Candy.
Down in the tavern at night. Sweetie, how it is a frankincense tree. I pick some up that you carry with me. You take me to places where I never go. I love you more than you know. 50 petals scattered in the path where you will tread. Vivid red.
Was a very brassy set of songs. Once we get it underway, we had the Savoy Truffle by the Beatles. That's kind of an interesting song because it was a George Harrison penned composition for the White Album, and the lyrics, well, they're built around the conceit of a box of chocolates. It's very much a Forrest Gump kind of idea, before its time. Life is a box of chocolates. But then he's got a couple of verses that he just kind of throws in there aimed at his bandmate, Paul McCartney. Something like, what is sweet now turns so sour. And listen to how he pronounced those words. What is sweet now is so sour. No, S-O-U-R, but he pronounces it S-A-R. In fact, he bends the sound. And could you tell me where you are? Everyone knows obla di, obla da. Can you tell me where you are? So he's rhyming those words. Yes, so maybe the bandmates weren't always on the best of terms at that period in time, that's all. And after that, we had Elvis Costello, track off of his record, my favorite Elvis Costello record. Well, is it my favorite? Maybe my second favorite, called When I Was Cruel. I was never cruel myself. I used to eat porridge every day. That's when I was gruel, but I was never cruel. And we heard a song called 15 Petals, kind of a breakup song. I think Elvis has been married 3 times. Third time seems to have been the charm for him, as he married Canadian Diana Krall, the jazz pianist, very popular performer, and they have a couple of children together. But 15 Petals was written about one of his previous wives, I do believe. And lots of horns on that one. Man, a man slathered on. And then Canadian Gilles Zolty, Z-O-L-T-Y, with a song called Sunny Face. And boy, he's a singular talent. I mean, his songs, from the way the music is arranged and the sound of it to the his voice, his vocal ability, just his musical choices, and lyrically too, all very singular. There's no one else that sounds like Gilles Zolty, in my opinion. And that came from a record called Gilles Zolty, I do believe. If you're a fan of trumpets and trombones and brass and stuff, this was sort of the stuff I like. I guess you could call me a fellow who likes horns, and maybe you are too. Maybe you're a person who likes that kind of stuff. Actually, it's not my favorite thing. That's kind of maybe what's a little bit unusual about that set of songs, is that I wouldn't say horns are my favorite instrument in rock and roll, but done right. Ooh, done right. Well, let's switch gears here a little bit. We're going to hear something from a record called Strawberry Grass. I love the title of that, Strawberry Grass. Something about those two words in combination really worked for me. It is from David R. Elliott, who originally, well, he's a New Brunswicker. He lived a long time in St. John. I guess he lives in Halifax. And we're going to hear a song called Letter to My Son, which can't be autobiographical because he doesn't have children that I'm aware of. So I don't think that it is true to life. And you know what? Writers shouldn't do that singer-songwriter confessional stuff. I really think that the best songs are what would be like a fiction writer only drawing upon things that happened in his life. Actual true stuff. In which case, it wouldn't be fiction. It'd be autobiography. So songs shouldn't be always autobiographical. In fact, that should be probably the exception. I mean, are any of our lives that extraordinary that you would write exclusively about them? I mean, mine's probably so mundane and unextraordinary, you wouldn't write about anything about it. You got to make it up. So I think David R. Elliott's made up this letter to my son, but I like it. I like it. And we'll have a track called Love from Mike Trask and something from Whitehorse, Trophy Wife. Ah, there's a subject, right? There's a subject. You know very well that if you were a trophy wife, you probably wouldn't be writing music and pursuing that. You've already kind of taken a different tack. So definitely a song that would be falling into the character study, fictional kind of songwriting point of view, which I like. So Letter to My Son, David R. Elliott from Strawberry Grass, here on Ear Candy. Tight.
morning's yellow light. I made a promise to myself that I'd remind you to remember to cry every now and again.
Yeah.
That was Trophy Wife from White House off of Panther in the Dollhouse. Oh, Panther in the Dollhouse. What size of dollhouse are they talking about? It must be huge. I mean, maybe it's just a toy panther. Maybe it's the Pink Panther in the Dollhouse. Actually, the album cover is very pink. I think that's it. I think I'm onto it. I think I've unlocked the whole thing. Okay, and before that, we heard Love. That's a track from Mike Trask off his record Derealization. And we heard Letter to My Son from Strawberry Grass. That's one and only David R. Elliott, Matthew David R. Elliott. And we'll claim him as one of St. John's own, certainly a maritime artist. And ditto for Mike Trask, not St. John, but Memron Cook. And of course, they all decamp for Halifax eventually. And then from Halifax to Toronto, and then from Toronto to L.A., and then from L.A. to Moscow. You know, people move around. Just what people do. I should say a few things about the fact that you might be hearing this show, which is called Ear Candy, and moi, who is called Mark O'Connor, at least by my mom. And you might be hearing it at other stations at other times across the country. You might be hearing it, oh, I don't know, on CKXU in Lethbridge. You could be hearing it on Caper Radio in Sydney. You could be hearing it on Voice of Bombay in Norris Point. You might be hearing it in Fredericton, up at our sister station at the University of New Brunswick Fredericton campus. You might be hearing it in Nanaimo, which is kind of like a sister city to St. John. It's on the west coast on Vancouver Island. I think it's about 80,000 people. They call it the Harbor City. St. John is 60,000, 120,000 if you add all the outlying suburbs. And we call ourselves the Port City, see? So Nanaimo, Harbor City, St. John, Port City, also Nanaimo. I love the bars there. The Nanaimo bars are my favorite. And in St. John, we've got, well, let's skip that. That comparison maybe doesn't quite fit. We need to create a confection, a St. John confection that has some fame to live up to Nanaimo. So if you listen to the show Ear Candy on CHLY, great. You might be listening in Prince George. You could be listening in Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, BC. All kinds of places. You might be listening on Radio Belle Isle, just off of the west coast, northern part of Newfoundland. Yes, from sea to sea to sea kind of thing. This is how Ear Candy is spreading. And listen, folks, I know that you think it's funny to put little candies in your ear, but this is for professionals only. Please do not do this at home. Only I do it, and if things go awry, only I have to bear the consequences. We're going to move on with the show and play a little rock set, I guess. Well, I say rock set. You know, Robert Plant of Led Zeppelin doesn't actually think that his most famous, most beloved songs of the group are their best. For instance, everyone thinks Stairway to Heaven, and he just rolls his eyes. He thinks that the best song they ever did was Kashmir, and that's great. I actually agree with Robert. He's not a great fan maybe of doing rock and roll. He'd rather do Misty Mountain Hop. And I agree with him. And I find that his tastes are similar to mine. These are more pop-oriented songs, or a little more exotic songs, not necessarily just abusing the blues. It's something a little different in terms of the composition. So a little more original, a little less obvious as to what the source is and what the technique is. So we're going to play Misty Mountain Hop from Led Zeppelin. That is a heavy balloon. I want some more Dan Auerbach. And we're going to hear something from Grantley Buffalo, which is going to be the archetypal rock group from America, right? You got Grant, Lee, Buffalo. You got North, South, and West all mixed up in one severe concoction. We're going to hear a track, something called Seconds. But let's get going. Let's get the Misty Mountain Hop underway here on Ear Candy.
Lots of people
And that was Seconds from Grantley, Buffalo. Oh, yes. That was named after the primary songwriter for that particular group, a fellow by the name of Grantley Phillips. So they didn't make the whole name up, just the Buffalo part. Yeah, just the Buffalo part is made up. The rest is actually true. And we heard before that, I Want Some More. That's from Dan Auerbach off of one of his solo records. I think that record was called Keep It Hid, which I think is a reference to the fact that the Black Keys were bombing along, but there was some trouble between the fellas, not necessarily between them directly, but other people that were getting involved, you know, the sort of, I'll call it the Yoko effect, maybe. And Dan maybe didn't find it quite as fun to hang out with Patrick Carney, and he was starting to record songs and write them on his own, and probably didn't tell his bandmate about it. I think that's what Keep It Hid kind of alludes to. There's probably other meetings. You know, you can't read too much into any of this stuff. And we started off with Led Zeppelin and the Misty Mountain Hop, which vocally has got to be one of the more original songs you've ever heard. That's off of Led Zeppelin 4. I think Led Zeppelin 2 is probably their favorite Led Zeppelin record of all time. Okay, we're going to take a completely sharp left-hand turn here. I'm going to play some songs. I don't even know how to describe them. One of them is by Patti Page, 1950s. We're going to hear Mockingbird Hill. And then some other songs that are much more current, but that sort of draw on that vibe, on that idea vocally and musically. That's where they're coming from. So we'll sandwich Mockingbird Hill with How Do You Feel by the She-Devils, and You Left Me a Song from Heather Nova. So this is kind of going to transport you back in time. Think Doris Day, right? If you think Doris Day, you're not too far wrong. So How Do You Feel? The She-Devils, off of their record called The She-Devils, here on Ear Candy.
Thank you. tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When the sun in the morning peeps over the hill and kisses the roses round my windowsill, then my heart fills with gladness when I hear the trill of the birds in the treetops on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. When it's late in the evening, I climb up the hill and survey all my kingdom while everything's still. Only me and the sky and an old whippoorwill singing songs in the twilight on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, it gives me a thrill to wake up in the morning to the mockingbird's trill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill. Tra-la-la, twiddly-dee-dee, there's peace and goodwill. You're welcome as the flowers on Mockingbird Hill.
Out of the glitter and the shine, out of the corner of my eye, saw you walk in, I freeze the frame, my luck again. We could have been strangers if we tried, move to the rhythm side by side, maybe a glance across the room, blue moon. Left me.
And that is the one and only Heather Nova and a track called You Left Me a Song. Most people would prefer a check, but a song would be second best, I would say. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. We're just about at the end of our time together today. So we're going to leave you with a little something from Sinead O'Connor. No relation. This is not nepotism. I just like her music. She made a reggae album a number of years ago and had a track that Bob Marley made famous, but Bob Marley, as prolific a writer as he was, actually didn't write. The song was called War, and Sinead has a connection with that song. She made an appearance in Saturday Night Live many, many moons ago and tore a picture of the Pope in half, and instead of singing the song, she was scheduled to sing amid the chorus of boos. She started to do an a cappella version of War. Well, on her reggae album, she revisited that song and did it up. And of course, Sinead is nothing if not a unique artist, so you actually get strains of Irish music incorporated into this reggae version of War. So I'm going to leave you with that song. So here it is, Sinead O'Connor, War, here on Ear Candy. Come back next week, we'll do it all again.
Victory.